This is GQDN for Monday, April 21st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Namely, Quest Worthy. Well, that's coming to my doorstep. Should come to your doorstep, too. Good stuff. And put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. It is indeed really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff up there, too. More stuff this week. I'll figure out what. And by stackup.org. Great, great, great community there. In today's news, we have some stuff that was announced at WrestleMania.
What?
We have news about a portable PlayStation 6. If you need a mouse, we might have one for you. But we begin with Nintendo. This happened on Friday, the day we were off. And Nintendo did say, NintendoLife.com did say, that Switch 2 will be on pre-orders in America this Thursday. And the price will be $449.99, so $450, and $500 for the Mario Kart World Bundle. So, here's what Nintendo said in a statement. Quote, retail pre-orders for Nintendo Switch 2 will begin on April 24th, 2025. At launch, price for Nintendo Switch 2 in the U.S. will remain, as announced, on April 2nd at $450. And Nintendo Switch 2 with Mario Kart World Bundle will remain announced at $500. Pricing for both physical and digital versions of Mario Kart World, $80, and Donkey Kong Bonanza, $70, will also remain unchanged at launch. However, Nintendo Switch 2 accessories will experience price adjustments from those announced on April 2nd due to the changes in the market conditions. Other adjustments to the price of any Nintendo product are also possible in the future depending on market conditions. We apologize for the retail pre-order delay and hope this reduces some of the uncertainty our consumers may be experiencing. We thank our customers for their patience and we share their excitement for the experience Nintendo Switch 2 starting on June 5th, 2025. Now, NintendoLife.com did give a list. NintendoLife.com did give a list of the changes, the price changes that are going to happen for all the accessories for the Nintendo Switch 2. Here we go. Nintendo Switch 2 Pro Controller goes up by $10. Was $75, now it's $85. The Joy-Con 2 pair is going up by $5, $90 to $95. Joy-Con 2 Charging Grip was $35 to $40 now. Joy-Con 2 Strap was $13, now it's $14. Joy-Con 2 Wheel Set was $20, now $25. Nintendo Switch 2 Camera was $50, now it's $55. Was $50, now $55. Nintendo Switch 2 Dock Set was $120 and was $110. Nintendo Switch 2 Carrying Case and Screen Protector was $35, now it's $40. Nintendo Switch 2 All-in-One Carrying Case was $80, now it's $84, maybe $85. I think there's a typo there. Nintendo Switch 2 AC Adapter was $30, now it's $35. And the Samsung Micro SD Express Card, 256 gigabytes for Nintendo Switch 2, was $55, now it's $60. Now, we can't have Nintendo without a little controversy, right? Polygon did say that Nintendo is going after some leakers, and they went to the California court via Polygon.com to get a lawsuit against the person that's forcing out the leaks because they're telling Discord to give them the name. And they're calling the leak the Terra Leak. That's more on the community. Because the leaker did claim that they had a source code in the upcoming game Pokemon's Legend Z to A, as well as the next generation Pokemon titles, builds of older games, and loads of concept art, and lore documents. Now, on April 18th, Nintendo did file a request for a subpoena in the U.S. District Court of Northern District of California, and Polygon did get the documents because they want the name of the user Game Freak out, because they think that there were some confidential materials that were not released to the public. That's a quote, by the way. And that'll be to the Discord server called Freak Leak. And some of the leaked materials have been spread out, and Nintendo did try to take down the materials with the DMCA requests. So that's what they want in order to try and shut down the leak. And usually when that happens, there is no compassion for the other side. But in this case, somebody is asking for some compassion. In fact, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Concord developers were asking for compassion following the Marathon reveal. And that was Stefan Williams, who was urging the fans on not to write off the Marathon game, because he got up on the Reddit and said, quote, "Reveling in the idea that someone is going to lose their income and potentially affect their career or lose the ability to provide their family is beyond comprehension." This is what he's saying in a statement for the quote. "Hoping for someone to lose all they have worked hard for because you don't like the art style. The fact that they used an animation could be a placeholder," end quote. Now, Williams also did say that he did not wish to punish Bungie for its Firewalks mistakes. And they were reminding them that developers had to work hard to make something special and be worth playing the game. Marathon is scheduled for release on September 23rd this year. Sony has not yet announced a price for it. Just yet. But according to GamesRadar.com, that is going to be a conversation about the price. Because Bungie did say in a Twitter post that Marathon will not be a full price title. And Del Chaff, the assistant director, did say the same thing in an interview with the streamer Dr. Lupo. In fact, he did go on to say that he couldn't get into the details, but, quote, "What I'll say is, we're not ready to talk about it right now, but we'll have a conversation about this. When we're ready, we'll share some of the stuff we're talking about. Like you and a bunch of other people are going to have really good feedback about it," end quote. So what will the price be? Interesting, interesting. But we're going to stick with PlayStation, because why not? Because PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that the PlayStation 5 store games have seen a delisting. And the delisting is Tequila Works, which was a studio, and their games will be delisted from the PlayStation store. Now, Tequila Works is still auctioning off their IPs because they were not being solvent there last year. And right now, there's no guarantee that the game will disappear from the PlayStation store. That's especially if they change hands. Games are leaving: Rime, Kilt, Deadlight Director's Cut, The Invisible Hours, and The 60 Brutale. Yeah, that's not a listed in the auction, but that was still published by Tequila Works and co-developed by Cavalier Game Studios and Tequila Works. Now, right now, none of these games are for sale. But if you want one of them, try putting them on your wish list, so that way if one does come up for a future promotion, you might be able to get it. Now, what if were there some rentals? Would you rent one? Kotaku.com said that the PlayStation rentals are coming back. Well, not just PlayStation, I think. Because in Japan, they are renting out PlayStation 5s. And that is a big hit for some of the players. Now, the retail chain, Geo, did tell IT Media that about 80% of the PlayStation 5s are loaned out. Now, people do normally rent CDs, DVDs, and some Blu-rays, but of the 1,000 stores across Japan, they have loaned out almost 67,000, but they made almost 67,000 yen to 80,000 yen due to inflation. So that's the money that they made because of the loanouts. So Isuki Saki did talk to IT Media about this and said, quote, "Rentals are originally meant to allow people to enjoy expensive items at a low price at home. PlayStation 5 rentals are an extension of that philosophy." Now, we do know that some of the U.S. companies still provide some console rentals as well. Like Rent-A-Center they'll loan out a PlayStation 5 for $26 a week. So while that's popular in Japan, will it be popular here? We shall see. I know what else could be popular. PC Games N did say that the Razer Basisk V3 Pro is now available. And that's a mouse. That's a gaming mouse. So, here are the specs for it. Sensor, Focus Pro 35K optical sensor, generation 2. Buttons, 11. Switches, Razer optical mouse switches, gen 3. DPI, 135,000. Weight, 53 grams. Connection, USB-C at 2.4 gigahertz wireless Bluetooth. Pulling rate, up to 1 gigahertz. 8 gigahertz with an extra dock. Battery, 140 hours wireless, 21 hours Bluetooth, or 210 hours Bluetooth. Extras, USB-A to USB-C cable, wireless dongle, USB-C to USB-A adapter for dongle. And that is up at Amazon at $160. So if you want one, go get one. Now we go back to PlayStation. Because, equipment-wise, WCCF Tech was saying that PlayStation 6 Portable will be able to run the PlayStation 5 games without any developer intervention. Now, the performance may not be great without a patch. And that was on the Neo Jet forums with a known leaker. We got leakers today. Caliparillo 2. And they did reveal that today. And they know that they think that the portable system has the Shatter binary compatibility, which means it'll be able to run the previous generation games without developer intervention. Now, the performance may not be great if the games are left unpatched. And the portable edition of the PlayStation 6 is said to be in the works alongside the PlayStation 6. And that's where the systems have not yet been officially announced. So, what could they be powered by? Possibly AMD, according to WCCF Tech. Now, they said they cannot match the current generation base of PlayStation 5, but it'll be more powerful than the Xbox Series S. Almost said X, but no, it's S. We'll see. Now let's get to some games, shall we? According to GamesRadar.com, Star Wars Outlaws, along with Assassin's Creed Shadows, could be coming to Nintendo Switch 2. Now, GamesRadar did say that Ubisoft had an open-world subathon, which had some pretty big success. And there was a potential Peggy leak that would suggest it'll aim for some bigger crowd Nintendos on the new console. And on the Peggy's front page, under most search games, they found Assassin's Creed Shadows, and it did show that it was available on the different platforms. PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and Nintendo Switch 2. And as far as we know, Ubisoft did not make that official about the game going to Switch 2. But it could. There was also a trailer. Not for that. No. There was a new trailer for Doom, The Dark Ages. That comes to us from ggmania.com. And yeah, it looks really good. That's all I'll say about it. Doom people will be quite happy. Or maybe Fortnite people too, if they're WWE fans. Okay, WrestleMania was this weekend, and one of the things that did show up during WrestleMania was The Undertaker and Cody Rhodes in Fortnite. So if you want to play as those two, that is indeed coming, and that will be soon. The only other thing that showed up, only because it's Peacock, Twisted Metal Season 2, and that will come out for early July. Well, that'll be out July 31st. Go have fun with that. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.